Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, where you will find the perfect blend of food fun and cooking knowledge. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Welcome to the number one food podcast in the country. We're recording on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive and I get to eat it. Here's a humble request to give a follow on Instagram at Walk and Talk Show, please, and thank you. I am into quality smoked fish dips and spreads, and I know you are too. Check out our friends over at Crab Island Seafood Company. Visit them at CrabIslandSeafoodDip.com to order yours today. In fact, they are here today. We'll get into that in a second. Our man Jefferson is out of the studio today, but fear not. The cooking of food was accomplished today by Chef Carl Writing, co-owner of Crab Island Seafood Company. Carl and Tom are friends that happen to be show partners with Walk and Talk Media. Chef Carl will be sitting in today along with our featured guest, the Patrick Kelly of the Produce Industry Podcast. Yeah, it's going to be crazy today. I already know it. Let's jump in. Chef Carl, what did we eat? And my belly is full, and I'm happy, and I'm glad you're here.
Well, thanks for having me. We did two pretty simple, I think, simple dishes. The first one we did was a crab rangoon stuffed shell with a spaghetti squash and a vodka sauce. The second one was a jalapeno popper stuffed tenderloin with a bourbon blackberry sauce.
All right. I just want to be clear about this. Everything was super sexy. The dishes were fantastic.
Thank you.
Right? You came in today riding on Carl riding on a big old horse, man, and you killed it. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Okay. Why did you pick those dishes?
Honestly, like I said, they're pretty simple. And they have a lot of good flavors to them. And fall is my favorite time of year. So there's a lot of fall flavors there. Yeah.
Well, that food was falling into my belly. All right. So we're good about that. What was the inspiration? Why the Rangoon?
The Rangoon, we actually had a customer from a farmer's market that actually did that, and I thought it was a great idea, not to mention because, like the vodka sauce, the vodka comes out, brings the spiciness of the crab Rangoon out, and, the cream cheese and stuffed shells just plainly go together.
I see Tom over there. Look at him. Everybody, Patrick, catch Tom. Are you getting Tom?
No, I got him.
Of course you do, because you got your fancy phone that goes and flips both ways or whatever. All right. Let's talk about how, before we get Patrick on the show, let's talk about how you're a chef by trade, known you a long time. You're fantastic in the kitchen. I'm no stranger to what you do. But now, like, you sold your soul in your front of the house, basically, right? I mean, you're a manufacturer, you go to trade shows now, you're out there trying to, like, hustle and bustle.
Absolutely. It's really out of my comfort zone, what I'm used to doing and not doing, I should say.
How's that going for you?
Pretty, very well, actually. So we got a lot of business coming in. And, I mean, like me personally, like going to the trade shows, we just did one. And, more talking more and more to people and really connecting through the product, it's something different and I'm really starting to enjoy it.
Are you becoming an extrovert?
Yes.
it's a slow process though.
Very
right?
slow. Ask Tom.
Yeah. Tom's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Because he's an outgoing dude.
Very.
He's a super outgoing dude. Mm-hmm. And, but he looks like he should be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
bald head.
Yeah. Like, I'm kidding, dude. Tom is a handsome man. I'm just saying, put it out there. All right. Patrick Kelly.
Oh, I'm here.
I know you are. You were going to, I saw you were going to take a sip of that.
I was good. Listen.
John's specialty coffee, and I wanted to interrupt that immediately.
You can't interrupt a good thing, so.
Yeah. Look at that. He's sipping on it. Man, you've been on the road for what? I don't know. A year? 6 months? How long has it been?
I feel like forever. Eternity, I can say. No, I would say the last few months have really, really been... probably the last 3 months, every other week. And then the hurricane. So I was out for about 17 days with a trade show, one of the largest trade shows in the country, which is the International Fresh Produce Association show that was in Atlanta, Georgia. So I was there and that was really cool. Because they bring in, Chef Carl, they bring in a lot of chefs. Mm. And they have a lot of chefs that work the booths and they bring all their products in and you get to eat. And eat and eat as you go to every booth.
Now you're living my life.
All right, listen, I'm just saying. I mean, when you get like blueberry, companies like North Bay Produce that are doing blueberry cinnamon streusels, or, you got, like the Yokero guacamole that's doing these avocado and egg everything bagels and pork tacos. I mean, who can't have a good time when your belly's full? I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm totally digging that. And if it was up to me, I would be traveling with you.
I know. I try to get you to travel with me. I really do.
And are you going to NAFM this year?
No, I'm not.
Of course you're not.
It's something, what's funny is because, everybody always asks me like, what trade shows are you going to? And I get booked out. Like right now I'm booked out through April already. So if you don't get me now, there's a chance I won't be at the show. It's just how it is. Like I just booked my ticket to Berlin for February, because I'll be a speaker at Fruit Logistica this year. And that's, like I said, you can't call me in a month and say, hey, are you going to this show? Or, hey, this show wants you. It's just because the schedule gets booked up that fast.
Yeah, but NAFM's every 2 years, dude.
Okay. I don't even know I'll be real. I'm going to say to you guys, and you're probably going to kill me for it, but I don't know, no idea what that is. I know, see?
Crickets. I'm leaving that was intentional Crickets. Silence that I left.
Listen, I get it.
I'm not cutting that out of this podcast.
I wouldn't cut it out either.
So, all right,
what's it stand for?
The biggest, it is the biggest equipment food service trade show in the country.
Okay.
It's about the same size as the NRA.
Oh, okay. I know that. I haven't been to the NRA yet either. There's a few of my, again, there's a few of my.
What, ever?
Ever. I've never been to the NRA show.
Dude, you're like the trade show maestro. I'm shocked.
Like I said, I just did my trade show schedule for 2025, and I have a trade show every single month, and 1 month I have 3 trade shows.
Okay.
And like I said, those are almost already booked out through April.
Are any of these in Florida?
Yeah, actually, yes. You remember, you've been to the Southeast Produce Council event.
Yeah,
we did that deal in Tampa.
All right. What are we doing this year?
This year, it's in Orlando. So it's the World Marriott in Orlando.
Are you going to be at the World Marriott in Orlando?
I'm going to be at the World Marriott in Orlando.
So that means we'll be at the
Marriott. We'll be at the World Marriott in Orlando. Of course.
How's the pod? So you are a podcaster.
Yes.
Of sorts.
Yeah, I got a few of them.
Yeah. Talk about it.
So the Produce Industry Podcast is now turned into the Produce Industry Network. We've got four shows now. So the Monday show is the original show with me, Patrick Kelly. And then we have a Tuesday show called The History of Fresh Produce. We talk about all things history. I mean, everything from like civilizations that have crumbled because of food, all the way to the history of dragon fruit, the history of citrus. And then even talking about when they became cultivated. Our Wednesday show is called the Global Fresh Series. Juanita Gallio only interviews international guests from Switzerland to Germany to South Africa. And, you know, in the stores, you see it. There's other countries of origins food in our stores, right? Well, we talk about that. She talks about where they come from, why it's okay, and why we have other countries' products in our stores at certain times of the year because we don't have it. And then our Friday show, which is Fresh from the Field Fridays, it's what's in the field and what's coming into your stores. And that's by Dan, the produce man. So we've got a few, every show has their own host and every show has a different theme to the show.
Have we all come a long way?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, from what did you, we started both in 2020.
Yeah.
Right. You started the podcast in 2020.
I started
with the videos in 2020.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah. April 1st, 2020. It's funny is our industry thought it was a joke because our industry had no idea about like podcasting. So I started this podcast and I did like the first episode and people were like, ah, that's funny. And I have not missed a Monday in 4 years, 4.5 years. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas. Doesn't matter if it's Veterans Day. We, every Monday, we have a show produced no matter what.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Intentional silence again. Yeah, dude, I think that's pretty badass. We're almost like that. I mean, we do Thursdays, and I mean, we might have missed one or two. No, I don't think we ever did we?
Even if
John
you did,
says yes, so yeah, it must be true.
Maybe, but either, you know, for me, it's like I have so much content, right? So a lot of times, like if I have live streams or things that I do, I'll repurpose it, right? I'll bring that live stream back around. I'll edit it out, cut some good things, put some music in, and focus on a certain topic, right? So if I do like an hour live stream, that talks about three different subjects. What I might do is I might cut out like a subject, like I was telling you guys about the Water for All hike that I'm going on. And so what I'll do is I might cut out a specific part of that Water for All. I'll record for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll go ahead and cut that from the live stream into the podcast, and then kind of promote that person or that trip that I'm going on. You know what I mean? Which is that's what I did last week. We did a live stream with Albert Perez, which was like a month ago. And I just cut out certain parts of promoting the hike, did a couple 10 minutes for myself, and then added his in, boom, new podcast.
Yeah. And every time you go on this thing, you come back like refreshed.
Oh my God.
You know,
100%.
I'm still beaten down, dragged behind a car, whatever.
It's my New Year's. Yeah. It's my New Year's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's what's fun about it. You know, Chef Carl is that we have a chef that comes with us. So it's not like we are roughing it, right?
Right.
But we actually have a chef that'll come with us. We have a doctor that comes with us. We have mules. So this is, it's not your, hey, let's just go backpacking. It's really more than that. Yeah. But like last year, I mean, they skinned the pig right there in front of us, cut it down, and we had a whole pig for dinner one night. So
that's awesome.
Chef knows what to do out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, it's fun, man. It's really fun stuff.
Carl, chef, look, so if we bring you a pig, right, mm-hmm. what are you going to do with it?
Oh, I'm definitely going to roast it in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Get a bunch of coals going, put some more on top. And
where are we doing this at?
Tom's backyard. There's no grass anyway, so.
No, but I'm serious, though. If I come up with a pig, we're going to do this?
Yeah, we could do it that way, or actually even in one of my smokers. So I have a 9-foot smoker I usually do.
Where's that, at your house?
And well, at my shop.
At the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we haven't been to, man, that would be really cool. You know what we'll do? You know what, Patrick Kelly?
I'm not invited.
Well, you are, but are you going to eat it?
I can eat pig.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's only beef.
I don't eat beef.
Okay. Listen. You know, once this is, all right, listen. So, what I'm trying to say, I love you, man. You know that. So,
my poor body,
you know,
no one cares about my body.
Well, I do. That's why I remember
it's your body, it's your choice, whatever. Look, so at the end of the day, Chef Carl, I think that we should get the pig, go to the shop. We haven't been there anyway.
No, you haven't,
right? Maybe we'll do a little shindig and we'll, can we record there? Is there space?
Oh, yeah. I got through, you know, we have lots of space. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. How many square feet are you?
You remember?
Almost 3,000.
Yeah, so about 3,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's, so that's maybe
good space.
So I got a section. We have a section off for, we have basically three units that we ran out, and we have a door in between each one. Okay. So we have lots of space.
Producer John Hernandez, are you down for a pig?
Always down for that. Always down for that. That's good.
Okay. All right.
I agree. I'm just glad you got him a mic, finally.
He's had a mic, dude.
He should always have a mic.
He chooses not to use it.
That's not true. I know, John. I know.
I prefer to not use the mic.
He even shuts the volume off. Like, he shuts the volume, like, when he's not talking.
Well, he's got you.
And today I have you.
That's true. You know that is true.
You know how many people it takes to replace Jeff Schlissel on speaking? Guy doesn't stop.
Three.
Two and a half. Oh, Lord. All right. So, SEPC.
Yeah.
You have plans. Is it still going to be like a big shindig, or what are we doing?
I don't know yet. So last year, I think it was different because it was in Tampa, right? So it was in our town, you know, where the podcast was kind of born, right? And, you know, I was able to get approval to, you know, from the show, and that's the hard thing, right? You know, everyone is that, you know, you don't want to disrespect the show, right? You want to make sure that the people that are flying in for the show are there for the show, not for an extracurricular party, which we did, Carl. You know, we had a blast last
year. I'm bringing this up because I know. It was a terrific time, great memory.
It was one of the, I'll tell you, you know, one of the best memories I've had with this organization that I've had. You know, we had a blast, and you know, a lot of times, you know, events can be very stressful, right? I mean, we all know this, but I could tell you that yacht party we had was one of the most least like stressful experiences when we got on the boat, and
yeah,
it was
you
great.
were a body full of nerves, though.
Oh, of course.
Admittedly, like, you know, that was a big deal.
It was my first get together. Like, we invited 100 people, okay, and 99 people showed up. So I was excited, and you know, we had a lot of friends, family, and people there. So, and we had a surprise guest for people. So no one knew what was to come. No one knew who was coming. So, you know, we are trying to put something together for next year, but we have to have approval from the association first. And that's, you know, I'm very respectful in that way. If they say no, then we don't. If they say yes, well, let the games begin.
I have a couple of hotels that we can, I think, leverage.
That are close to the World Marriott?
That are close enough.
Close enough. Because that's the hard part. That World Marriott is kind of out there, and everything within there is really expensive. Mm-hmm. Really expensive. But, you know, if we do it right, we'll do it right, you know?
Just so everybody knows out there, I'm holding this camera rig here, and I'm doing live. Well, not live like you're seeing it now, but I'm recording this thing and putting on this podcast. I got to tell you, I'm... my brain's all used up. I'm done. I don't know what to do here.
I'm kidding. Sort of.
So, all right. Now, back to you, Carl, chef.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Lights, camera, action.
Yeah, that's right. So if I gave you a Bic lighter and a couple of ingredients, could you go in there and cook up something good right now?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Used to be a Boy Scout. That's why I'm going to make a fire.
Yeah.
All right, so right. Chef Carl is like a MacGyver.
Yeah, I'm putting
let me get you a 6-inch rope.
Yeah.
One, you know.
Hold on. All right.
One piece of chicken.
Yeah.
I'm putting the camera down. I'm
the gourmet meal will start.
I'm giving the... Okay.
I love that.
I am back. Everybody hear that? That was for John. Okay. So, let's talk about how we are going to go to one of your farms. We talked about this.
Yeah.
And we're going to take the camera. And we're going to go do some cool stuff. Are we able to say anything about what you got coming up yet or no?
I mean, I might as well start talking about it, but what we're trying to do. Why don't you lead into it?
Well, I mean,
give us a better lead up than the camera and doing stuff, right? Like, yeah. Hey, we're going to get the camera and we're going to do some
well,
stuff.
Well, here's the thing, man.
What do you think about that, Chef Carl?
Context.
I think we should go out to Noble Citrus.
You know, you, John, you've been out to the Pomelo farm. Jeffrey has, and so have you. So the farm that Quentin took us to is actually one of their oldest Pomelo farms. But the house that is on there, Quentin lived in, his parents lived in, and now Adam, the son, lives in. So we've had three generations of the Rowe family that have lived in that house. And that house, if you ever look at it, it's an old house. It's got two fireplaces. Like, who would need two fireplaces in Central Florida? Well, they do. Okay. And it's really cool. So it's got a beautiful lake behind it. And what we want to do is, you know, we've been to the Cahaba Club, which is absolutely an amazing place. And we said that this year. We were like, why don't we do something at a farm? I know the Cahaba Club is a farm, but, you know, let's go out. Let's go to the Pomelo farm. We can then take people around the Pomelo groves. We can get them walking and then, you know, have a really good grower event and invite a lot of good people out there.
Yeah, I'm all about it. How did he do with these hurricanes?
It's been tough. Listen, the whole citrus belt got tore up and, you know, even just looking at what Florida Citrus Mutual said, it's just everybody got tore up and everybody's trying to be really optimistic because that's what we do. Hey, everything's looking good. It's okay. But let's be real. You know, Mother Nature has kicked our butts for the last 3 years. Hurricane Ian really destroyed, and you know this because you were out of the crop, their pomelo trees were 4.5 feet sunk underwater. So they had to cut everything back, everything down. It takes 3 years to recover from that. Well, guess what year we're in?
Mm-hmm.
Three. And what happens? Helene comes through, Milton comes through. Now, were these as devastating as Ian? Absolutely not. But back to back, and what it did was it didn't just take some of the bad fruit off the tree that was, you know, was weak, but it actually took some good fruit off the tree. So, you know, I do believe that there is going to be a disruption in that supply chain this year. And, you know, every year the grower has to deal with things and, you know, circumstances.
How about a moccoli with the tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. That's
we're coming into season for Florida.
Strawberries got hit. I mean, you got to think about it. Like these crops that are on the coastline.
But I didn't see the pads down yet for the strawberries.
No, I mean, but I'll tell you what though, man. Like you got to remember, even though if they're not in season, any crop cannot sustain that much water just flooded for days. It doesn't matter. Listen, my backyard is completely dead. And it was just grass.
Today's the 31st.
Yeah.
Right.
Happy Halloween.
In Valrico over here, there was on 60 in Valrico Road, there was flooding up until about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, like there was two cars that were submerged in this intersection, you know, off to the, and that only just recently got pumped out. So it's been pretty nasty.
It has been. And I live in Tampa. So I know we talked about that. We're nowhere near Tampa right now, everyone. For me, it's light years away, light years. But no, so if you actually drive to like down through Sarasota and you know, through the actual like bay, it's devastating to be honest with you. It sucks to even do it. It gets you a little bit emotional because you see the water line on people's houses. I mean, John, we're in the studio right now, and could you imagine if water was halfway up to your window right now? Every bit of your livelihood is gone, and that's what sucks. I have friends that their car was underwater. I had a buddy that just bought a brand new car, and it's gone. It's gone. It's dead. The water flooded it, and you know, everything's out of their house. So I'm fortunate that, you know, Carl, you've been to my house. I'm kind of like on this little like slope, but my backyard flooded 25 feet up and 4 feet deep. I couldn't even see my back fence at all. It was flooded. So, and I'm 6.9 miles away from the nearest inlet to the bay. So just imagine 4 miles away from me, their houses were fully flooded. So yes. So again, I say this in the best way. I don't care what you say. You can be optimistic as possible, but you can't put that much water. You can't have that much standing water inside any crop, no matter what. You can't. Hmm. So there's going to be side effects here for the next 3 to 5 years, 100%.
Yeah. And what that means, people, is the shiny produce that you're accustomed to during the winter months of the year here in Florida, good chance that you're not going to see some of those things. And if you do, they're going to be uber expensive.
Yeah. And you know, what you got to think about too, is that, you know, from the chef's point of view, right? Like, you know, when you go out to the store, or, you know, you're going to some of the, you know, the restaurant chains that get you all your produce and what you need, a lot of times you don't get the best looking produce, right? You don't, because you know, you're going to be cutting it. You're going to be grilling it. You're going to be cooking it. We've come to this like conclusion that all produce has to look perfect, right? And it's crazy because you look at we love that Juicy Crunch tangerine, right? And it looks like a good tangerine, but you can go to a different tangerine and it look a different color, and people, you got to put it in a bag because the consumer's eyes are going to go, "Ooh, why is that not bright orange? Perfectly symmetrical. I don't want to buy that," right? There is no perfect pepper.
Right.
There's no perfect orange. There's not. And if you want to pick a perfect pepper or a perfect orange,
you got
to
ask Peter Piper.
Well, yeah, that. And yeah. you just got to know that the interior quality is what you're looking for. Last time you were eating a pepper, were you looking at it the whole time going, "Yep, I wonder how this is going to taste?" No. You cook it.
Chop it up.
Yeah.
Yep. Cook it. Right. The whole thing. So here's the thing. So in from the perspective of distribution, right, and dealing with chefs, and in spite of Ian and then now, you know, Milton and Helene, there's going to be chefs out there. And I love all of you, chefs. Oh, I've worked with all of you. And I love you all.
Some of you too.
But there's going to be chefs that are going to say, "I don't care. I still need what I need." And yes. I'm going to be like, "Dude, farm is gone."
But
the farm is gone.
I love that you said that though. So Jeff calls me a few weeks ago and he's like, "Hey, I went to the store." He's like, "And there's no citrus from Florida right now." And I'm like, "No duh." I go, "There is no citrus in Florida right now." He's like, "Well, I saw this brand and it was from Australia. So I put it back because I wanted local." And I said, "Jeff, what do you mean?" He goes, I didn't know it. He's like, "What was it?" So I go, "What was it?" He goes, "Well, it was that Dracula citrus." I go, "Oh, dude." I go, "You got to pick up the Dracula citrus." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "The blood oranges, the caracaras, the navels. Yes, they're from Australia." I said, "But they're the best substitute right now." I said, "And that's what you want to know. And that's what you got to understand as a consumer, right? Like, the reason why imports are here is because of the substitution factor of seasons in America. That's the reason."
Yeah, but I...
And it is Halloween.
I'm torn on this. Blah,
blah, blah, blah, dude. Hey. Blah,
oranges, blah.
They're fantastic, man.
Yes. I'm a little torn, though, when it comes to local versus year-round and seasonal and the whole thing. If it's me, I kind of want to go back to seasons. And, you know, I would like to tell somebody, no, it isn't available. You know, because here's the thing. When you do get, you know, watermelons in the summer and, or blood oranges, those are the best things you're going to eat. They're the right, everything is perfect because it's in their season. When we start bringing stuff in from elsewhere and you bring it here and there's 3,000 miles of travel, this is not a dig on.
No, it's, you know, no, places, I agree.
Places that we have to import from. There's not a dig on that. But when it comes to like me and the, you know, flavor profile, I'm thinking chef, kitchen, flavor profiles, and the anticipation of something that's not yet available.
But let's be the devil's advocate, Chef Carl. Now, what about you? Because would you be able to tell your clientele, I'm sorry, we don't have asparagus 8 months out of the year?
Well, for me, I love telling people no, for one. And two, actually, I agree with Carl.
What's with this? Tell me no. I'm about to battle both of you right now. Right.
So, hold on, I don't know. If you chefs are built to say no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Built so that's that why way. It's hard to work in front of the house.
Yeah. Okay. Chef, hey, chef, no. I need whatever else to sell.
No.
I got to wait. No. Hey, they want a substitute over here. No. Okay. Wow. Jeez.
Well, I actually agree with you full-heartedly because it helps to create anticipation and it makes the dishes more special. You know, if you can't get them all year round.
Agreed.
So here's the thing, though. That is that's a wishful thinking of, you know, years past, bygones, you know, generations, you know, ago. That doesn't fly today because the realities are everybody, you know, people want strawberries all year long. People want, you know, citrus all year long. Have to have it. So that means we're bringing product in either from, you know, West Coast of the U.S. or, you know, south of the border or elsewhere, you know, Canada, whatever. So at the end of the day, you know, it's part of our livelihood now. It's part of our lives. And this is what it is.
It's so true. But, you know, if you were to ask the question, what percentage of asparagus is grown in America? Would you know the answer to that?
Around like 25% or 10%, somewhere like that. Yeah, it's very low.
It's very low. Mm-hmm. So the only states that grow asparagus are California, Michigan, and Idaho. And we're talking about a 2 month window. Mm. That's it. So majority of your asparagus that you get is from Peru. So it's coming from South America and they're able to do that. I'm a huge asparagus fan. So I'm like, man, I got to have my asparagus weekly. But yeah, it is. I mean, I do agree. I was talking to our friend, Michelle Miller, the farm babe, and you know, she's a heavy proponent of, you know, an advocate for local farms. And I'm with that, right? Like, you know, me, I support local growers. We do. And I'm all about seasonality, right? I hate when, you know, the sumo tangerine, we've all had that. Right. And I hate that they're trying to extend that season. So it used to be April. Like, right now it's coming out in January. Now it's a little sour in the beginning and then it turns a little tart. And now it's like, you know what? I'm just going to wait till April. Right.
Yeah. Why bother with
it? And I think Quentin and the Rowe family have done it right. Right. It's 40 years in the making for this juicy crunch tangerine, 60 days for the taking. That's it. So I agree with both of you on that aspect that I want to enjoy the seasonality. I don't want Christmas all year long. I don't want it. Look, those people that have Christmas trees in the corner and they decorate it to every holiday. That's not me. I want a juicy crunch when it's in season. But in reality is I still need to eat asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, all of that year round, right? Because that's my lifestyle. My lifestyle is fresh produce.
Yeah. And not to mention, I mean, with a lot of things, it's like become staple, you know, it's relatable foods. So people, say like a steak, asparagus goes well with steak. So you always want to serve it like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the relatability of things too.
Do you know what I like with steak? Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Just tomatoes. Okay. I don't have to have, obviously I like.
Like, you know, just cut like a beefsteak tomato, sliced
salt, pepper. Steak. Oh, okay. Yeah, salt, pepper. That's it.
My mom used to do like cottage cheese, salt and pepper on like those beefsteak tomatoes.
Yeah, but not with a nice ribeye.
I'm just saying, like.
You don't know nothing about any ribeye.
I don't. I really don't. You're going to get me on that one. I don't. I really don't. It's been too many years.
He's like, what about the cottage cheese? No, yeah. Dude. No,
I don't do cottage cheese either. Like,
you know, I like to get that that prime bone and ribeye side of beefsteak tomatoes with a little cottage cheese. No.
No.
No, man. No,
who does that? Sorry, Mom.
God. What is this? What are we talking about here? Right? Can we get a... Wow, look at that.
That was in sync.
Harmonizing. I love it. All right. Carl, what are we cooking up next with you?
Thank you.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
That's a great question. It's hard to say right now because I got so many different things.
I remember when we did the when you were over at the Birchwood, and what was it? That was the ACF meeting.
No, like the first one I did with them.
Yeah,
that was the sorghum braised pork belly. Yeah, with the tres leche French toast.
Yeah, so that
was awesome.
The fact that you're going to remember that because that was years ago.
I've done it several times. People just love it.
Okay. So here's what I propose. Okay, I want you to do that.
Okay,
but I'm gonna throw you a curveball, and I'm gonna ask if there's something that Crab Island Seafood produces that you can somehow make it work.
Oh yeah, the spinach artichoke dip that we have, because it's very Parmesan and garlic. It goes well with a little sweetness to it. Okay. That would be really good. Or even the Mexican street corn.
What'd you call me? Okay. I didn't hear what you said. What?
So the Mexican street corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has Parmesan, roasted corn, cilantro, chili pepper. That really goes well with sorghum.
Okay. All right. Now we're talking. Right. I want to do that again. I want to do this again. And I want to have you come in and cook up some stuff.
Absolutely.
You saw the pictures today with this guy, John.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Right? It's amazing.
Right?
Listen, I sent it to my buddy chef. He gave you the seal of approval. Nice. He liked it. He was like, what are you cooking over there? I go, oh, no. Not me. Chef Carl. He thought it was you at first. He goes, Carl? I go, oh. No.
I just eat the stuff.
I go, yeah. He's got BTS over here. So the Chef Carl.
I like it.
It a lot.
By the way, I want to tell everybody here, Veronica says hi to all of you. Remember Veronica?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're talking this morning. She's like, what are you doing today?
Don't even get me started.
On the podcast.
you guys pranked me, you and Veronica, one time. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, I called Carl's phone and he's like, Carl's personal assistant. Oh, I was sitting there and I'm like, you should have seen me in the car. I was like,
so
when did this happen?
Actually, I remember this. And when you were talking, I could visualize
what my face looked like.
Yeah, like, oh man, he's got it like that. That's what you, dude. That's what you were thinking. I don't have it like that.
I was like, when did he get an assistant? The answer is his cell phone.
I want an assistant.
I want that.
Yeah.
I was like, how do I get that?
That would be nice.
And not from the Philippines, like, right? It was someone local. Because all these virtual assistants are all out of country.
They're out of country.
They are.
I know.
Right? So I was
Ring Central, they have that stuff.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like Stacy's mom had it going on. Carl's assistant knew what was going on. I'm just saying. Imagine his face right now, folks.
Right. There's so many things I want to say right now, but I can't.
You're not allowed. You are not allowed, my friend.
I won't. John's kicking me under the... Stop it. Stop it.
Well, John's coffee is amazing. Just want to throw that out there. I actually only came for the coffee.
We talk about it all the time on the show. My wife is Cuban. She got upset about that.
What?
Yeah. Well, what? Because...
Is there better coffee than this, than your wife's house?
She does a terrific... An actual Cuban coffee with the sugar and you'd make...
John's shaking his head.
She does a phenomenal job. She's awesome. But she heard... She never listens to the show, ever. But the one...
Hey, same with my wife.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Friends and relatives, they don't care what you're doing.
No.
But here's the thing. She happened to listen to an episode, and like right in the beginning, I was touting how John's coffee, second to none anywhere. So when I got home, because we publish our episodes go out same day. So when I got home, she's like, what the hell is this? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, John, huh? And I'm like, John, huh? What? What are you talking? I don't even know what, because she blindsided me, you know, as wives typically do. I have no idea what she's talking about. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
She's like, you're going to tell me that John's coffee is better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, his Cafe Con Leche is pretty right on.
Pretty right on.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah. Like, sorry, honey. Love you.
Like, I remember we scheduled this a month ago, remember? Yeah. And obviously the hurricane took over. And the first thing I said, I was like, listen, I'm just here for the coffee.
Yes. So I don't know what's, so, you know, again, John talks like 0.7% of the time.
It's a good percentage.
Good percentage. I don't know if he takes better pictures. I don't know if his photography is better or the coffee. I think it's like a toss up, you know?
It depends on if you're a food fan or a coffee fan. Mm. I'm just saying.
I mean, they're kind of related.
They are. There should be John's signature coffee in every picture when you guys put your meals out.
I'm okay with that.
And John, you got to do the glass cup so they can see it, right? Get that nice glass cup, see through. And just have it on every picture.
Yo, yeah, I gotta do that. Here's what I'm thinking too. And this is also for you, right? Coffee rub that has to do with you guys. I'm just throwing you stuff to do, man, because you throw down in the kitchen.
Thanks.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's high time that you get recognized for how beautiful your stuff is.
Thanks. Okay. I appreciate that a lot.
No, I'm sincere. Right, yeah. From way back when, from that show that we were just talking about, I was like, man, because that's when I realized that you knew what you were doing. Before then, you know, we did some business together, you know, with the produce and the thing and whatever. And it's like, oh, Carl, yeah, he's a good dude, you know, but, you know, we're going to start highlighting more of this now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I love a good coffee rub, especially on like a good ribeye or a spinellis or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you just top it off with some crab dip and just kind of burn it on there. Beautiful.
That sounds good.
It is.
I'm looking around the table like we're playing cards and everybody's cheating me. You know,
I just don't understand. I just feel like, as this being a food podcast, I should be eating the whole time.
Like, I'm sorry. I'll bring some lettuce. You know what I mean? You can just, you know, some.
What am I, a rabbit?
Yeah, man. I'll bring some chopped lettuce.
We have some seafood in the kitchen that I did? You know, like, where's my plate? Like, the whole point of this is to eat so I can tell you how great you are.
It's mostly just seafood and pork. Yeah. There, so, yeah.
I can do that.
Tom wants to jump into this conversation saying. Bad. Look at him. Look at him.
I know. Listen, I was talking about this. I was at a show one time and, you know, my John was behind the mic and it was funny because we were talking about him and we didn't have his mic plugged in. And it was funny because that's what we were talking about. We were like, we need extra mics. Like, we need extra mics. So when someone's out there, we'd like just have a 25-foot cord with that extra mic. And it's like, pass that to Tom. Pass that to Carl. You know what I mean? What does this guy have to say out here that's been staring at us for 15 minutes?
Yeah, you know? That's a great idea. Because last time I was here, I was just sitting down. I had to yell it.
Right. So. No. So it's funny. So what we do now is when we go to shows now, we bring four mics. And we have, but two of them are just the, like, you know.
In the microphone.
The normal, yeah, just the microphone. Normal. Look at this. You know, John Hernandez knows what's going on. He brought some food. Like,
he's a great host.
But it's so true, right? Like, you get guys, like my guy was behind the scenes, and he was like, oh, man, I love this guy, blah, blah, blah. And he's like sitting there going, you know, talking lip, man. No one could hear anything. He was,
what?
We were like, wait, I think he's saying something, but, you know, good job, buddy. We love your hat. So what do I have here, Chef?
Jalapeno popper crab dip stuffed in tenderloin deep fried.
And then what is the dip that you have here?
It is the cinnamon bourbon blackberry compote.
Oh, wow. All right, so I'm going to eat this while you guys finish talking about something.
What people don't realize, you got between Patrick Kelly of the Produce Industry Podcast and, ooh, did you hear that?
You heard that?
Did you hear that? That was crispy. And the Walk and Talk Podcast. This is like a powerhouse, you know, podcast team here.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if you would recite any nursery rhyme right now, please.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Good job, dude. All right. I think we're off the rails here.
No, we're not.
By the way, good, right?
Amazing.
I didn't hear any compliments.
I looked at him right away. Gave him the eye. You know the eye.
Yeah. That. Mm.
Wow.
He knows the look.
I think we're opening doors we shouldn't open here on the show today.
Open them all, baby.
John's shaking his head. He's like, yeah, let's.
Wrap this up. I'm tired of hearing all of you.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
All right. Where can we find Crab Island Seafood?
Mm. Yeah, we're starting to get all over the Tampa Bay area right now. So we're in Southern Steer Butchery, Heights Meats, just to name a few. And online at crabislandseafood.com.
Excellent. And Cheney Brothers as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we want to make sure we get Cheney out there. That's exciting. We're also, by the way, get with Walk and Talk Media, because we will do the connect. Okay, people, chefs, food and beverage directors, purchasers, buyers, all of the above. I will get you samples personally. Okay? I mean, like, literally. Literally. Okay.
Literally or physically?
Literally, physically. You know?
This is Cisco. I'll do it.
Yeah. All right. So today was fun. I appreciate you coming out and cooking.
Thank you for having me.
We have terrific images that will be... John says he's going to get those done today. No? Oh, okay. Probably not. Those are going to be coming out. Tom, thank you for letting Carl out of the dungeon to get on the show. Yes. And the Patrick Kelly.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming out.
No. I would love to do it more.
You're not going to eat all those, right?
No. I'm sharing for the rest of the group here.
Okay.
Or I'm taking them home.
Okay. Jeffrey. Where are you, Jeffrey? All right. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate everything. Check out Aussie Select. Check out crabislandseafooddip.com. Check out all these people, Rack and Metro. We got all these awesome things going on. Don't forget about Peninsula Food Service. We are out. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.